The Lord is good. That is one reason, one big reason why healing belongs to you and me today.
I know my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God is good, and it's His will for you to be blessed, healed, and prosperous. Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Psalm 145. I will extol thee, O my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever, ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. This is a good practice. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. All men shall speak of thy might and thy terrible acts or thy awesome power. And I will declare thy greatness. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing at thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. He's good. Have you ever been around good people? They're disposed to show favors. I'm married to a man like that. He's disposed to show favors. If he just thinks I want something, he gets it for me. That's the way God is. He's disposed to show favor. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Means there's no room for anything else. Slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Now, for anybody here that thought when we were talking about the Lord being good, and you just had this thought, well, He's not been good to me. If you have not been experiencing the goodness of God, guess whose fault it is? God is good right there all the time. So there's no question about His goodness. If you're not being blessed, guess who's missing it? Let me just give you a hint, not God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, the Lord is gracious. He's disposed to show favors. He's full of compassion. He's good to all. That has to be me. I'm one of all. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we know as we come today to receive healing that the Lord knows healing's good. The Scripture teaches that healing's good. And He knows and He wants you to be healed. It's His desire. He put your sicknesses, your diseases on His own Son, along with the sins of the world. He put the sickness and disease of the world, everything that's under the curse. That would be everything bad Jesus bore for us on the cross. And so it is definitely His will for you to be healed. Now, if you're not in a receiving mode, if you're in disobedience, living in sin or whatever, there is a very quick remedy for that. You repent. Isn't repentance a wonderful thing? God's given us all these marvelous privileges so that we can live free and blessed. Hallelujah. If you've got things not right in your life, you might have a disease that came because of sin. You repent. You make Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen. And you get born over again. Hallelujah. And get in a position to receive the Lord's graciousness. The Lord's will is for you and me to be blessed, to be well, to be prosperous. That's why Jesus bore the whole curse. The Scripture says He bore the curse for us. Glory to God, so that we can be blessed and free. What a wonderful thing. If the world only knew the truth, they'd be clamoring to get into the kingdom of God. So we've got to spread the word around, don't we? It's our job. So God is good to all. He's gracious. He's full of compassion. The Lamentation says the Lord is good to those that seek Him. So now we know how we get that goodness into our lives that God is. God is good. He's full of compassion. He loves. So how do we get that? Well, we, what the Bible calls, seek. Isn't that what it says in the New Testament? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. There was a day in my life when Ken and I were extremely broke. And to be so broke, we were so in debt. So we were minus minus. And I was just brand new. This is the day actually that I came to the Lord. And his mother had given him a Bible for his birthday. His mother prayed for him all the time. At this point, I don't even know if she knew I existed. She might not have known he was married. She didn't know it for a while, and that didn't help her feelings any either. But Ken was looking for a job. We were in debt. We hadn't been married very long. We had rented a house because we were, Ken went into this business. We were going to make so much money. You'd have just loved it. But it just didn't work out. So now we're in debt, no money, in debt further and no money. And he's out looking for a job and I'm in a house with no furniture. It's winter time, so I have a cardboard box on the little porch. That's my refrigerator. I don't have a refrigerator. Don't have a stove. I have a rented rollaway bed that costs $7 a month. So you can imagine, it went like this. We slept close together because that's the only way you could sleep. And we had a coffee table that Ken made in shop, high school shop. Oh, it was a stunning piece. And on that coffee table, it was an iron coffee table. On that coffee table was a television. Now, in those days, there was no color TV. This was a black and white TV. And it was a very unusual set. It had a picture about this big. The screen was about that big. But the picture was only about this big. And it went across the middle, just the middle of the screen. So everybody was just squeezed down to about that high. So I had nothing to do. I was watching my TV. And Ken's mother, of course, prayed for him. And she'd given him Bibles, and she'd given him a New English Bible. So here was the bedroom. Here's the bedroom. The rollaway bed, the coffee shop, the shop coffee table, the television, and there was a shelf under that table, and it had a book on it, a book. There was a book there, and it was a New English Bible, which I'd never seen before. So just really for sheer lack of nothing else to do, I picked that up and I opened it and then looked at the inscription. Ken Precious, it said in the front of the book, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. Hey. Sounds good. I need some things. I need a refrigerator, a stove, a furniture, job. And you know what I did? I looked it up first to see if it really said that. And I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And I got born again that day. I didn't even know. To my remembrance, I never heard the term born again. I did not know there was such a thing. But God got a witness to me. Isn't that amazing? And, of course, you know, it took a while, but we got to the place that God had for us. You want to get in the place that God has for you. That's where the blessing for your life is. You know, you may be called to preach and you just say, I just can't do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't have any money. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. If you're called to preach, you're always going to be in the wrong place. So if you're called to do a certain thing and you say, I can't do that, I'd have to go to school too long, I can't do that, I'm not going to do that. You're always going to be in the wrong place. Like somebody said, washing your feet with your socks on, it just doesn't work out very well. So I don't know how I got into that today, but I think it was thinking about how good the Lord is. Glory to God. Well, it was a few years till we got into the perfect will of God, but thank God we've been there for a long time. Amen. Almost 50 years. You know, I just despise that commercial where this little woman comes on and she said, "Can you believe I'm that old?" You know the one I'm talking about? It's for a plastic surgeon or somebody. "Can you believe I'm that old?" We've been in the ministry for a long time. Hallelujah. And God has been good to us and faithful to us in everything He's told us to do. And we've done it. The blessings have been there to carry it through. Glory to God. And that's the way you want your life. And sometimes, you know, people, when you're out of the will of God, there's all kind of things that are not going to be right. You might be sick. You might not be able to pay your bills or this or that or the other. And sometimes that's not necessarily that you're out of the will of God, but until you know what to do from the Scripture, you're pretty much out of the will of God. Because if you don't know what the Bible says, you're not going to be believing God. You're not going to necessarily know that healing belongs to you if you don't get in the Bible. So here's what we're saying right now. God is good. His mercy does endure forever. Look at verse 17 of 145. The Lord is righteous in all of His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon Him. What about them who don't call upon Him? Well, it doesn't mention them. So we've got to be those that call upon Him. Amen. He's nigh unto us when we call upon Him. He will fulfill to all, and then it qualified it. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. A lot of people call on God, but they don't know what the Bible says, and they don't know anything about faith, and they don't know how to call upon God. But then, also it works. Sometimes people are just desperate, in trouble, and in an emergency, and they say, "God, help me." They don't even know all those things they need to know, but they say that, and they release that, and the power of God comes into the situation. Why is that? Because God is good. And He's out to help us. He's not trying to not heal us. He's endeavoring to get healing to us. That's why He sent Jesus to bear our sicknesses and carry our diseases, so that by His stripes we have been healed. He cares about us. But you know, if you don't know that, if you don't know God cares about you, you're not going to be able to lay hold of things in trust or in faith. So we don't stay ignorant. We get in the Word of God. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and He will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him. Now we find in the Bible the Scripture says that if you love me, you'll keep my word. Jesus said that. So we know that to love Him is to keep His word, to obey Him, to do what He says. The Lord preserves all them that love Him, and all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. That is one reason. One big reason why healing belongs to you and me today. God knows. God's very smart. He knows what's good and he knows what's bad. It's called a blessing and a curse. The Bible differentiates between good and bad, between the blessing and the curse. Now, we find out in the Bible that every sickness and every disease is under that curse. So that's not God's will for you to be cursed. Most all of you even are believers. God's will for you is to be healed. The blessing brings you healing. Sickness is under the curse, but obeying God is under the it causes blessing and healing to manifest in our life. So the will of God, where healing's concerned, is for us to realize that we are the healed because Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Himself, He bore them. That was a curse of the law. Sickness is under the curse. In fact, it says every sickness and every disease is under the curse. It says every sickness and every disease, not even written on this curse. So every new disease that the world comes up with is under the curse. The Spirit of God made provision for new diseases. Wasn't that considerate? So every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Then it says to us that in Christ Jesus, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Poverty is under the curse. Your life hanging in doubt is under the curse. You ought to read up on the curse so that you know what you've been redeemed from. Amen? Glory to God. And it lists all the bad things. And then it lists every sickness and every disease. It's not listed here. It's under the curse. So whatever sickness and disease is in this place today, it's under the curse. And Jesus Himself, the Bible says, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Glory to God. He redeemed us from the curse of sin. He redeemed us from the curse of poverty. Poverty is a curse. And it is a curse that I did not enjoy at all. Amen. It's a curse. Sickness is a curse. Having your life hang in doubt before you. Insecurity. You could say insecurity is under the curse. Glory to God. But Jesus has redeemed us from the curse, from every sickness, every disease. If they come up with new diseases, He's redeemed us from it. So we're the redeemed today. What are we going to do? We're going to receive our healing. We're just here to take. Remember what I believe you receive when you pray? You take it. We're here to take our healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive it. We take it. We're going to take our healing. Poverty is under the curse. We took healing for poverty way back there. It was a curse. I'm telling you, I remember what it was like. And you know, back in those days, it cost $3 when your check was returned. I'm telling you, you can go in the hole quick today just by writing checks that you can't cover. $3, and we thought that was just awful. Those were the olden days, weren't they? What is it now? $30? $35? She knows. $35. We've been redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. I tell you, I appreciate it too. Hosea says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know you've been redeemed, what do? You keep on living under the curse. But we know. We have a Bible. We have good churches. We even have the gospel on television. Hallelujah. We've been on television preaching this for many, many, many years. Glory to God. We know. If you're new and you've just come in here to check it all out, I'm telling you, it works. How many of you, if there are people here that just want to see if we're crazy or not or whatever, if there are people here, I know that you would not tell a lie How many of you, since you've been walking on the Word of God, your life has improved, not just improved, but improved drastically? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, our life improved drastically. Awesome. It's awesome what God will do in your life. So if there's anybody here that's never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you don't want to go another day. I'm telling you, it worked. I couldn't imagine. I can't imagine. I could not even fathom going back to that old way of living where you had to do it all yourself and where you were totally dependent on what you could do. That doesn't work. We need God. We have a Father. We're not orphans. We have a Father, and as Ken says, He's rich, 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 rich. Glory to God. Amen. And He's a healing Father, a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Brother Schembach's got it right. We don't have any problems. All we need is faith in God. Amen. We have found that to be true all these years. So the Lord is good to those that seek Him. We seek Him. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." See, there's benefits to this life. "Who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Does that mean every disease in this place? It's the will of God for you to be healed. Amen.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
This offer is a very important offer. I mean, we want to stay healed. We want to get healed, and we want to stay healed. This healing and wellness package is your 10-day action plan. You know, if you want to change things, you have to put out some effort. If you want to lose weight,
you're going to have to go for it, aren't you? It doesn't just fall off of you. Well, the same thing is true of spiritual things. If you want to lay hold of deliverance or healing or change your life from sickness to health, you've got to put some effort into it. And you've got to spend some time in it. And you've got to get your thinking straightened out and let that word get down in your heart. So this healing and wellness package is your 10-day spiritual action plan. Hallelujah. It has scriptures, prayers, video. It has teaching and all kind of good things. You know, you have to just get it in your heart and know from the Word of God, I am healed because Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. So I want to encourage you to get this. And I want to encourage you for the rest of your days to spend time in the Word of God. This will help you get started. But then you have to keep it up. You know, we have to stand against sickness and disease and poverty and a whole curse that's out there in the world. We're not in the world. We're not of the world. We're born of God. Hallelujah. If you're not born of God, you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Turn your life over to Him and let Him change you on the inside, and He'll change your circumstances too. So make Jesus the Lord of your life. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it in the name of Jesus. And He never refuses anybody. Hallelujah. And then we have a free book if you'd like to have this. This is absolutely free. He did it all for you. Just write us, let us know. We'll be glad to help you out in any way you need it. We'll be glad to have, we pray for you. We'll teach you how to study the Bible. Go for God. Just go for God and don't look back. I mean, we've been walking with the Lord all these years, and every year it gets better and sweeter, and we're blessed. God wants you to be blessed. You can change everything bad about your life if you'll make Jesus the Lord of your life and then go to the Word and find out about the blessing and how it works. Glory to God. We've been having healing school for a lot of years. Jesus always comes and people always get healed. I'll see you again soon. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.